In the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 28, Jesus told his apostles, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of God, who can destroy both body and soul in hell."
Don't be afraid of those who kill the body. They have no power to kill your soul. In Jesus' name, our cross we carry. Into God's hand, our spirit will go. Our spirit will go.
In his hand.
Our spirit will go.
In his hand.
In the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 22 through 25, Jesus spoke to his disciples, telling them that he would be put to death in Jerusalem, but 3 days later he would be raised to life. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come with me, he must forget himself, carry his cross, and follow me."
In his hand,
our spirit will go.
In his hand.
Into God's hands, our spirits will go. In Jesus' name, our cross we carry. Into God's hands, our spirits will go.
In his hand.
Our spirits will go.
In his hand.
Our spirits will go.
In his hand.
Our spirits will go.
In his hand. 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 In his hand.
Jesus' name, our cross we carry. Into God's hands, our spirit will go. Our spirit will go. Our spirit will go. Into God's hands, our spirit will go. Jesus' name, our cross we carry. Into God's hands, our spirits will go. Our spirits will go. Our spirits will go. Our spirits will go.
In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, Paul writes to Timothy, "As for me, the hour has come for me to be sacrificed. The time is here for me to leave this life. I have done my best in the race. I have run the full distance. and I have kept the faith. And now there is waiting for me the prize of victory, awarded for a righteous life, the prize which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only to me, but to all those who will wait with love for him to appear.
In his hands, in his hands.